probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. A white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Can diplomacy stop the bombing in Israel and Iran?
Today in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister will be meeting with diplomats from across Europe as President Trump hints the clock is ticking to make a deal.
ABC's Inés de la Quatera referencing the 2 weeks that Trump is giving himself to decide whether to join the war. Those 2 weeks will give the U.S. time to get battle groups in place should the president give the go. Meantime, the bombing continues. Today, another Iranian missile got through the Israeli Iron Dome, hit a six-story apartment building in Beersheba, injuring five. What about the effect on the environment from the thunderous explosion of a SpaceX rocket on the test pad in Texas? ABC's Andrea Fujii.
As the investigation into Wednesday night's explosion continues, SpaceX insists there are no hazards to people in the area and says it's working with local and state agencies to address any environmental concerns.
This is ABC News. By all accounts, the engines in that Air India plane that crashed this month should have been fine.
The airline's chairman says one of the engines on that plane was brand new, installed in March. The other wasn't due for service until December. Investigators are now looking for similarities between this crash and an incident 5 years ago in London when a plane's engines malfunctioned after leaving the ground. The cause of that incident was a contaminated fuel system.
ABC's Rhiannon Ali on the search for the cause of the crash that killed 270 people. This morning, Chris Brown arrived in court in London to plead not guilty to beating up a music producer at a nightclub 2 years ago. A lot of people are waking up without electricity this morning from strong storms that thundered across the mid-Atlantic. Hundreds of thousands are out across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, and Virginia. A 15-year-old boy struck by lightning while leaning on a tree in New York Central Park has second-degree burns, but expects to make a full recovery. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to delay the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Johnson is going against fellow Republicans in the budget vote and released a report showing the House passed budget reconciliation bill would put the U.S. in a massive $24 trillion deficit over the next 10 years. Another chapter in the Taylor Shah business saga, the 27-year-old woman serving a life prison sentence for the 2022 murder of Shad Therian in Green Bay, withdrew her appeal in a handwritten note to the State Court of Appeals. Shah business requested more time to file a new post-conviction motion, but the court dismissed that appeal Thursday. And Wisconsin's second Invasive Species Awareness Weekend is this weekend. The Department of Natural Resources says more than 30 events will be held around the state, ranging from educational programs to invasive species control workshops and even 5K run walks. Find an event near you on the DNR's website.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and a few thunderstorms around early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun and warm with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, a low of 74. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values above 100. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile. Living on love. Living on love. Buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing. Living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand they'll walk through that door. Just living on love. Living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. You're living on love. Buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Last night I dreamed you were back again. Larger than life again, holding me tight again. Placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how. Couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. Of you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I swore I'd never fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on like you. Things might be just as good. I always believe they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much
much I love you. No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Hal Ketchum past the point of rescue here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures mid to upper 60s across the region this morning. And we have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. It's going to get hot this weekend. We'll have details coming up. Also this morning in our newsmaker segment, we'll be chatting with Peyton Griebentrog, he will become the fourth generation farmer owning Clinton Farms after his dad and mom passed the farm on to him. And Clinton Farms is this year's host for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in August. We're going to talk with Peyton a little bit about why he wanted to become the next owner of Clinton Farms and some of the things that he's involved with this year's Farm Technology Days coming up in our newsmaker segment. Later on this morning, wrap up our spotlight on Bruner family, or Bruner Hillside Dairy, rather. They're the hosts for tomorrow's Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. So we'll wrap that spotlight up this morning at about 9:15 or so. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about ways to work with dairy technology. I'm presented by Ben Thorpe, a person that works with Lely Company, and he did review some things about as to what technology can do on dairy farms. Certainly, we know we need to manage cows individually in a herd environment. That's a real challenge nowadays as we start seeing these larger herds across the United States as well. The ideal feeding system would be getting the right feed to the right animal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days in the year to maximize potential out here on the farm. So certainly we look at these robotic feeding systems. That's one technology. And their data would indicate that first lactation cows in the first 30 days after calving will use it, make about 3.5 visits to the station. Second lactation cows will visit 4.5 visits per day, and three plus lactation cows 4.8. So it certainly reflects that heifers will be a little bit slower coming in here and won't make as many visits. Therefore, we won't want to overload those units where we are going to have heifers in the feeding program. He says, look at technology, the thing we're going to look at farm of the future. He said, well, certainly this technology can improve the farm profitability. That's going to be key for sustainability. We have to get buy-ins from our consumers as well because they are our ultimate purchaser of our dairy products. Certainly we have to look at dairy products that are going to be very nutritionally important to dairy to consumers as well. We want to improve the environment and, of course, finally, animal welfare. A number of our consumers are concerned about that, and we as producers should be aware as well. We heard another technology is artificial intelligence, AI as we call that. And, of course, that's coming quickly in the dairy area because we are now assimilating large amounts of data. We have data coming from the milking systems, from the milking parlors, from cow movement, pen and feed bunk evaluations. And, of course, AI can assimilate all that into a nice summary package so when the dairy farmer goes to the farm each day, he knows or she knows what needs to attention and be done on the farm. When we look at robotics, they recommend having three robots in each of the pen if that's possible. That reduces the competition for heifers and boss cows to try to control if there's only one or two robots in that pen as well as far as that goes. We certainly want to minimize the number of amount of time that the cow is away from the feed bunk and the opportunity to lie down as well. And they'd like to see that less than 45 minutes per milking, or in robots, less than 1 hour per day. Key on the automation is going to be local support, and most companies are doing an excellent job of training their local people to service the equipment out there as well. And in some cases, we'll see financial support. The new focus is going to be looking at manure management. And, of course, California, we see some very neat programs where larger herds get some support, in which companies will come in and put in some of that technology there and share some of the power that's being generated from that manure, which solves some of the problems as well. And the last thing will be on some of the farms we have the ability to pull animals from the milking parlor as they're leaving, be it a robotic milker or a standard type milking system. We call that a pull pen, and therefore we can treat those animals without disturbing the rest of the herd. So our take-home message is, Bill, and the technology is here. Farmers are going to take a look at how they work on the farm, what is that cost it's going to be, and how will we use AI in the future. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Regarding USDA's June beef production and steer price forecast,
beef supply is extremely tight. Prices continue to set new records.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski,
2026, we raised our production forecast a bit, about 140 million pounds, kind of reflecting higher placements in the second half of this year, but still year over year, a little over a billion pound reduction in beef production.
With next year's projected price at $228.50 a hundredweight. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands Free Skechers Slip-In.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-Ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-Ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, find Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? I'll look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm a loser.
bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. On a two-step partner at occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter down at the Twist and Shout here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikens. 67 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Wednesday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July and August milk both down 3. July at 17.65, August 18.17, September and October not traded overnight. September at 18.59, October 18.79. Cheese markets from Wednesday, barrels down 8 to 169. 40-pound blocks down 6.5 to 169. One trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5 to 250, 2 and 3 quarters, 6 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 128, 4 trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.5 to 54 and 3 quarters, 7 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are mostly higher today. Traders had the day off yesterday, providing time to reflect on the market and assess the direction it will take from here. Technically, the market looks to be top-heavy and may have difficulty moving back into the highs. Light cash cattle trade did take place Thursday, with live steers and heifers in Iowa at 231 and dressed at 376. Nebraska showed dressed sales at 376. This may have set the stage for the cash trade later today. Box beef prices were higher on Friday as well. Now, graders will grapple with the technical and fundamental aspects of the market today, as well as that cattle on feed report that will be released after the close. Hog markets, meanwhile, they could struggle, even though they were mostly higher on Wednesday. But they still do have some strong consumer demand and other fundamentals that could help to continue to support the market today. June live cattle opened the day at 224.30, August 211.67, October 209.22. August feeder cattle open at 304.17, September 303.80, October 301.90. July hogs open at 112.17, August 112, and October at 95.15. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and beans are mostly higher this morning. Some of this is a recovery from the soft opening from Wednesday, or from early Thursday evening and into the overnight Friday. Wheat markets are experiencing some profit taking, though, following the big jump on winter wheat prices on Wednesday. Now, there was some weather issues and even some severe weather in parts of the Midwest that could have traders wanting to watch the weather forecasts, and how that could potentially, the severe weather, adverse the corn and soybean crops. Now, July corn up 0.5 to 434, September up 1.25 to 430.25, new crop up 1.75 to 445.75. July beans up 3.5 to 1078.25, August up 3.25 to 1080, September up 4.25 to 1065.5, new crop up 4 to 1072.25. July soybean meal down $1.90 to 283. July soybean oil up 81 cents to 55.58. Chicago wheat, July down 5.75 to 568.5. September down 5.5 to 585. Minneapolis wheat, July down 2.5 to 643.75. September down 2 to 659.5. Energy markets higher this morning. July crude oil up 88 cents to 76.02. August up 56 cents to 74.06. July and August gas both up 3 cents, July at 233, August at 2:31. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Wednesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 387, July 389, new crop 384, cash beans 995, July 10 even, new crop 978. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 408.5, July 403.5, August 409, new crop 394. Pilgrim Sprite Arcadia, cash corn 410, August 414, new crop 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 383, new crop 394, cash beans 999, new crop 998. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 389, new crop 394, cash beans 990, new crop 983. Red Wing Grains cash corn 407, July 409, August 409, new crop 405, cash beans at 1021, July 1029, August 1016, new crop at 1010. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in July corn 381, new crop 390, cash in July beans 1002, new crop 1001. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 219 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 210, market cows 111 to 157, bulls 160 to 205, calves 650 to 1500, beef steers 305 to 730, Holstein steers 171 to 455. Sheep markets, light lambs 220 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets does 110 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 45 to 210, fed lambs 165 to 218. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Don't let me down. She said,
then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice. Took the baby, mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me, there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born plain white trash, but fancy was on my name.
Go ahead. Sing along.
You know the words. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
This outbound plane, 'cause I've been here before and somehow this doesn't feel the same. Well, talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long. We may never figure out just where love went wrong. And I don't wanna be standing here, and I don't wanna be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that. Because these young people walk away from love alone to face the floor. Young or old, I say that love is still the same. And you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound. Therefore, knowing neither cares where that other heart is going. But if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. That crown you're wearing is just your halo turned upside down. Where is the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found? These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have this ticket for that lonely plane that's flying out. I don't wanna be standing here, and I don't wanna be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Peyton Griepentrog. He is going to be the fourth generation to be running Clinton Farms here in Waupaca County, as the Clinton Farms is going to be host for this year's Farm Technology Days. And so we're going to talk with Peyton here a little bit this morning. Plus, Peyton's got something pretty cool at he's doing on Wednesday night at Farm Tech Days. So we're going to talk about that as well. Peyton, thanks for joining us. Well, okay, your mom is the third generation with your uncle. What was it like growing up on the farm here?
Oh, it was always fun as a kid. I was always out here with my grandpa in the tractor, always running around. Ever since I could swing gates, cleaning all the barnyards and stuff. So it was just a really good childhood growing up here, that's for sure. I learned a lot, valued your work. And
now, okay, you know, as a teenage boy, though, was did you really like the chores, or was that like, how do I get out of this?
Well, I always enjoyed them a lot up until I got in sports and older in high school. Then it was like a little bit of, okay, I want to go do more other things. But now that I'm back out of school, you know, this is what I want to do and where I want to be.
Why did you want to come back to the farm after you were done with high school? Did you go to the farm and industry short course? Did you go to college, or is it just something you wanted to do?
So I went to Fox Valley Tech for the farm course, the short two-year course there, where you learned accounting, crops, herd health management, and all that kind of stuff, diesel mechanic. And I knew I wanted to come back just because of the history and all the all the hard work we put in over the past years, and I've seen that, and I just want to keep that going and keep our family history going. And
so you find out the family for the third time is going to host Farm Tech Days. Somehow you came up, or you got, as you said, roped into, and I don't know if you really got roped into it, by the way you said it, but you're organizing a tractor pull on Wednesday night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so funny story. Me and my buddies are talking about how cool, since I'm building a tractor this year, how cool it'd be to have a pull. And so we got together and talked to NEW, which is a big pulling group, about coming out. And then we started getting the details and started coming together. And then we noticed, well, boy, we got to haul a lot of clay in. So we got some neighbors here with trucks that were very grateful to help out. And we got her done and all packed in. So it's going to be a event on Wednesday night, August 6th at 6 o'clock. It'll be NEW coming out, a lot of tractors, big pulling group in the state here. So very familiar with a lot of people. It should be a really fun time.
So what classes are we going to see?
Yeah, so there's a 9,500-pound hot farm class, and then there is 7,300-pound, a 12,500-pound, a 13,500-pound, and a 640 class. So it'll be a lot of really big, high-horsepower, souped-up tractors. So,
tell us about your tractor.
So my tractor is going to be about an 8,600-pound. It's a 4020. I pulled the engine out of a combine. I took the engine out of the 4020 and put a combine engine in it. So she's going to have a lot of horsepower in it. Definitely, the engine seems big in that little tractor, so...
You know what that reminds me? See, now, when I was growing up, I was into cars, and I had my best friend got a 61 Ford Fairlane. Well, we can't have a straight six in that. We got to have a V8, 429 V8. And so, I guess boys will always be boys here.
Yep, toys just get bigger.
and now, you know, okay, these are all the souped-up ones. Now, I have to think that some of the older guys around here, some of the older farmers are like, hey, can we borrow this track? We want to do some grudge matches with just the regular farm tractors. I'm betting you've been asked.
Oh, yeah. And it's definitely, we were talking about doing it, but it just didn't work out with that. Yes, there are a lot of people asking about that. And it might be something we might do later in the year after the show, separate.
Well, you got the track there, you know. You could just make it an annual thing, you know. I mean, why not?
Yep. And like you said, a lot of people have been asking me about bringing their tractor out to see what it's got and bring out their antiques, too, so...
I will tell you, again, growing up as a kid, we used to go to Union Grove. It's a drag raceway down by the Racine area. Every Friday night, they had the grudge matches. You could bring your car, whatever you wanted, and go down the quarter mile and see how fast you went. So, you might have something here, you know. Another side business for the farm, I guess. Clinton truck and tractor pulling.
Yeah, and basically we got all the hard work done with the track and all the bricks out there, so it wouldn't take much to keep putting it on, that's for sure. So
come on out and join us at the Clinton Farms August 5th through the 7th for the Farm Technology Days. And, you know, come on Wednesday night. And some of you tractor pullers in western Wisconsin, you may want to bring your tractor out for Wednesday night for that tractor pull. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Heat and humidity is expected for the weekend, but before it gets here, we could see some rain and thunderstorms as well. In between, we'll dry out and heat up today with highs in the 80s, and we'll see 90s on Saturday and Sunday. The heat, though, breaks Sunday night, and then we're looking at additional rounds of heavy rain Sunday night through Thursday as another front gets hung up near the area. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 50% chance of showers and storms at times. Highs 81 to 86, relative humidity is at 66 to 71%. South winds at 6 to 11, anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation expected. Could see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, lows 72 to 77. Relative humidity is at 87 to 92%. South winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25 to 30. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. For Saturday, excessive heat warning goes into effect. Plenty of sunshine, highs 92 to 97. Relative humidity is at 40 to 45%. South winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll have 13 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, that excessive heat warning continues with sunshine, highs 90 to 95, south winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. For Monday, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85. For Tuesday, cloudy, another chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
For exotic poultry to raise, consider Rhea's. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're a big bird related to ostriches and emus, but you can pasture them with other livestock as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Bird native to South America and the lesser-known smaller cousin of the ostrich and emu. Rheas have gray-brown plumage, long legs, and long necks. Jim Hermes is an extension poultry specialist at Oregon State University. He says people who raise the birds pasture them in stands of grass, clover, and alfalfa. They don't fly, but do need fencing.
Electric fencing works well, maybe 5 feet high. The top of their head will be somewhere around five and a half feet. They'll be about 125 to 150 pounds when they're adults. If they can find them, they will eat small mammals and other insects and things of that nature, but they do need to have feed as well.
Providing high-quality chicken feed will round out their nutritional needs. For adult birds, a simple three-sided